So the big question is this: how do those of us in the real estate industry with crazy amounts of ambition, how do we think bigger than the building of our own empires? How do we simultaneously seek success and significance, income and impact? My name is Justin Stoddard, and this is the Think Bigger Real Estate Show.
Hey guys.
Hi.
We were muted.
Michael saved us at the last second by pointing at the muted microphone. It's like, oh no.
I guess I could have said it's muted since we were muted.
That's all right. You do the best you can, you know. Hey, we want to give a shout out to a really good friend and consummate professional this morning. And actually, he is giving us the opportunity to stream live into his Facebook group called Successful Real Estate Agents. So, hey, all you guys in Successful Real Estate Agents group, it's Justin Stoddard.
Our man, Justin Stoddard. Yeah, we love him.
We love him. He owns a company called Think Bigger Real Estate. And he really does think bigger.
He does. Absolutely does. Got a really good program.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he actually spoke for Michael's real estate group last year in his annual Think Conference and did a really, really great job. Mm-hmm. So anyway, hello to successful real estate agents all over the world on behalf of Justin Stoddard and Think Bigger Real Estate. All right. So today we are going to talk to you guys about the insanity of spray and pray marketing. Mm-hmm. You have not heard that term yet. Anybody who's been around us for the last 10 years hears it.
Yeah,
if you haven't
sure.
heard it yet, you're going to learn what it is today. And I imagine I don't have to do much explanation on that. Are you anxious about your marketing like a lot of us are? I was never really anxious about my marketing because these are the things I figured out before I had a business, right? I was figuring it out for other people who were anxious about their marketing, like Michael here.
Yeah, I was one of those.
Yeah. So do you wake up in a cold sweat at night wondering if that new lead gen system or marketing platform that you just signed up for will actually bring you living, breathing, real clients? Or will it just become a dead end like all the others?
You know what's ironic? I just got to be transparent right now. I'm actually in my company doing some analysis right now for more advertising. And so this really hits at home. And I was a spray and pray marketer before I met Tanya. And Tanya taught me about branding. And we're going to talk to you about it here today. The failure in marketing is among top three biggest nightmares for most entrepreneurs. And sadly, it sends many of you right back to a 9-to-5 grind that you really wanted to be out of, which is the reason you became an entrepreneur, right? It's kryptonite to us because you can get into a contract that will sink your company. And never do anything for you. Like, it's crazy. And, of course, we got some rules for that. Maybe we'll do a podcast on my rules for whether or not I invest in stuff like that at some point.
Michael and I have not talked about this yet this morning at all. We went in different directions this morning. First time we come back together is 2 minutes before we go live. And so I was literally about to drop this on you guys. If you guys would like to have a masterclass on how to choose your marketing platforms and vehicles, marketing channels, like which marketing channels do you choose? How do you decide which ones that you use to promote your business? We're thinking about doing that. So drop us a line in the comments if you want a masterclass on that. And we're talking about digging into the details of it, telling you everything you need to consider before you do it. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Anyway.
Yeah.
So back to spray and pray, guys. You all felt it, right? Remember when you were a kid and you just tossed spaghetti noodles on the ceiling? I did that once or twice before my mom caught me and I wasn't allowed to do it anymore. She said, "What is this all over the ceiling?" It's like, I just wanted to see if it would stick. It's an urban legend, right? It's a great game as a kid, but a terrible strategy for marketing your business.
Yeah, for sure. Let's talk about five must-haves to turn your spray and pray marketing into a lean and mean marketing machine.
Yeah. Okay. The first thing you need to do to make your marketing strategy sizzle is you need a different and compelling brand story. Mm-hmm. There's only one you, and you have a story that no doubt plays into why you are in your profession. And when you share that story, I'm telling you now, doors open up that you never thought possible.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I got to say the story again. I'm just going to keep ad-libbing in here. I've got a little problem with my pool. And so I'm calling around. And if you've ever dealt with pools, you know that it's sort of like builders. You almost have to hate them when the when it's all over with. And so I'm calling around several different pool companies just trying to figure this out. And this I call this guy and I tell him, I'm like, hey, this is Michael Carr. I need some help with my pool. And he goes, the real estate guy?
There
exactly what he said to me. And I went, yeah, yeah, as a matter of fact. And so, you know, when you get a brand out there, people will notice it. And you're going, we're going to teach you about that a little bit today. I just had to throw that in. Okay. So for instance, back to the story of why this is important. We had a special guest on B-Bolt Branding yesterday, our podcast, and his name was Jefferson Rogers. A superb dude, like super cool guy. He owns JKR Window Company. And but that's good. It's a $40 million company, right? He's grown it in 4 years. He's clearly on the right track. He's a great motivator, great leader and stuff. But listen, that's not his story. Okay. If you just approached his brand as JKR Window Company, a $40 million company, I don't know that he would sell any more windows. Like that's not going to work, right? His unique story is what he's been through. What motivated him to be such a powerful force in his business. And he even takes it so far that he's writing a book and a podcast. And the name of it is All In. And so that's a little teaser because it's going to be released next year, first quarter next year. We're going to help him promote that because he's just a fascinating guy. But what you need to take away here is that the driver that makes his company so powerful and continue to grow day over day over day is his unique story and that story about being all in and his commitment to that. So it's pretty awesome. Yep. And I'll leave the rest of it as a teaser, which is also part of your story.
Yeah, exactly. And remember, your story doesn't have to be extravagant or extreme, right? Mm-mm. Everybody's story is entirely different. But in your story, you've got to answer these five questions. Sing along, okay? Who do you serve? How do you serve them? What qualifies you to serve them? How does it make their life better? And what makes you different from everyone else also trying to serve that same customer?
Mm-hmm. You got to answer those questions. The second thing is you need a really good brand hook. Okay. This is a 75-mile-an-hour brief message that captures attention. Some of you call it a slogan or tagline. It's a brand hook, right? We call it a brand identifier because that's exactly what it really is. And it expresses what you want to be known for in literally just one, two, three words, four words, right? That's it. Most people call it, like I said, a tagline slogan, you might know, but it is really a brand identifier and you really need a good one. You need to put a lot of thought into that. Yeah. There's actually a formula for that that we can teach you.
There sure is. And here's the reason we do a brand identifier. I like this analogy. If you think of your brand like a book, your brand really is like a book because it is your story, right? So, however, you cannot fit the entire story on the cover of the book. And people decide most of the time whether to order a book based on the title and the cover, right? Mm-hmm. And so your title and your cover a lot of times is the imagery, not like maybe on a billboard, on a Facebook cover, on your website, et cetera. The title is that brand identifier. It says to them, this is what I stand for.
Mm-hmm. Yep. There's just a few problems with that. Usually they're boring. They're too long. They're not compelling. They're same as 1,000 others. So there's no differentiation to it. They don't make sense, right? So there's a lot of those. Think about it like, surely all of y'all have been watching TV. I know we don't watch a lot of commercials anymore, but you know, if you've got the cheap version of Hulu, you might have to put up with one every now and then. Just really, honestly, pay attention to how horrific the commercials are. And if you find yourself walking away from a commercial going, what? Like, then that's way bad brand identifiers are.
Yeah, exactly. There's a parallel there.
Yeah.
There are some really bad ones out there. Here's the lesson to be learned. Don't let that be you.
Yeah.
Don't let it. Okay. All right. The third thing you need to stop the spray and pray approach is a purposeful and professional brand photo shoot. Mm-hmm. Okay. both of these are critical. They're not one and the same, okay? Because you can't have one without the other. You can have one that expresses your fun side and your personality, but maybe it wasn't done by a professional photographer, so something is missing.
Yeah. And you can have all the photos you want, and they can be really killer. They can be professional. They can be awesome. They can, you know, but they might not represent the image you're trying to represent, because that's so important. We know that a picture is worth 1,000 words. It has to be the right 1,000 words. And it has to, there has to be a congruency when you're building a brand. When we prepare our clients for a photo shoot, we actually have them meet with a stylist that we have on staff here. A fantastic guy. He's designed clothes. He's been a professional clothes salesman.
Armand
Honeycutt. He's awesome. He is a clothing genius, male, female. It does not matter. He's clothed NBA, NFL draft members, pop star. And you know, he's just fantastic. And what he does is he already knows your brand identifier. If you go through our program, he already knows that. And so when he meets with you, he finds out all he's got to do then is figure out the colors that you shine most in, that you feel the best in. And that, and then we teach them how, the photographers, how to capture what we're trying to say in the 1,000 words that a picture's worth. So you really got to put some thought into that. It's not what, well, gone are the headshot days.
That's true. That's true. And he really, you know, he looks at several things while he's doing this, of course. But as Michael said, there's a reason for the order in which we do things when we build somebody's personal brand, because most people do a photo shoot without planning. You know,
yeah, that's true. They think, hey, I'm smiling.
Except for your hair, your makeup and your clothing. Right. But that's not enough. Guys, it's not enough. You need to be purposeful in that approach, right?
Exactly.
Because if you just show up and do a photo shoot without a real purpose and understanding of why and what image you're trying to portray, you could have a serious disconnect in how people view you and how you want them to view you, which is like really the most important thing.
Yeah. All right. Fourth way to avoid spray and pray marketing is my favorite: brand consistency. When we talk about consistency, we talk about two different types of this, okay? First, a consistent look and feel everywhere. So do you have different images, different messages across different marketing platforms, or is there consistency among all of them? My favorite example of this is real estate agents, contemporary real estate agents that I do business with. And when we moved into Greenville, South Carolina with my company, two of these had already been there. One came from Atlanta. The other was already in Greenville. The one in Greenville has just as many billboards as the rest of us, but they have a different message every billboard. And the one that moved in from Atlanta, and then me that moved in from Atlanta into that, that marketplace, have one consistent message. It's very important, because you only have an opportunity to reach people in a nanosecond. And if you've got a different message on your different platforms, you're not building that consistency in their mind. And it's a this is a huge marketing failure, because we in the 22 Immutable Laws of Marketing, which is a very incredible book, it talks about the 7-Eleven you know, phenomenon. Like, we've got to show up to people 7 times before they even begin to think about who we are. And if you got a different message on every platform, you're not getting that consistency that's permeating, you know, their psyche.
Exactly. Okay. So that's one way of consistency. Remember, we said there are two parts of consistency. One is a consistent look and feel across everything that you do. Second is, are you consistently putting your brand out there?
Yeah, right? That's big.
Yeah, I mean, repetition equals recognition, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're not consistently putting that consistent look and feel out there, right, it's no wonder you're feeling the results of a spray and pray strategy, right? Mm-hmm. It's the consistency of a consistent message that makes people consistently remember you and what you're known for.
That's right.
I won't even try to repeat that. You just caught the word consistent in it. That's good enough.
Yeah, I know it. Well, we were being consistent about using the word consistent. And you probably remember consistent when you get done with this thing, because we just did one of the immutable laws of marketing. So, but it is so important, guys. I can't tell you how important it really is. I didn't learn this. I've been an entrepreneur, serial entrepreneur for 31 years. I really didn't learn this principle until about 10 years ago when I met her. And it transforms everything, I promise you. Here's another one of our quotes. You know, success is the consistency that you practice when you can't instantly see the benefits of the results. And that's so important, real estate agents and so many other entrepreneurs out there, where you have these big wheel turns before you, and you put a lot of effort in before you actually get a paycheck. But then the paychecks are huge when you get them. And so that consistency that you practice in putting it out there is everything. You know, I like it when a good coach says, hey, if you're not making money today, the first thing you need to ask yourself is, what were you doing 90 days from ago? What were you doing then? Right. Because if you weren't putting your brand out, well, you probably are going hungry today. And it literally works that way. I don't say that to be negative. I say that really to be encouraging. Don't give up. When you're putting your message out there, don't give up. Don't just do it for a minute and then think, oh, this ain't working. Nobody's calling. I'm not going to do it anymore. No, you have to continue to do that consistently. Just because you do one thing and it doesn't immediately happen, don't give up. It doesn't mean that it's not working. It's a timing issue.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Finally, thing number five to keep you away from the spray and pray strategy and put you in that land of focus. Okay. Your brand needs an outside educated opinion. I got one sentence for you. You can't see the label when you're inside the jar. Mm-hmm. Okay? I can't either. Michael can't. Nobody can. For almost 30 years, I've been working with people who consistently tell me that they never could have branded themselves, right? Mm-hmm. But that's not your fault. Don't feel bad about it. We've had people in our program mm-hmm. who have master's degrees in marketing, and they say, well, I can't believe I'm in this program now, or I can't believe I'm signing up with you guys today because I should be doing this myself. It's like, well, great. Yeah, but you weren't trained in personal branding. You were trained in marketing. Those are two different things.
It is.
And you're going to get a huge head start on everybody because you're going to market the heck out of it once we get that brand built. So, but I know that feeling. The feeling is a feeling of failure. Sometimes I should have been able to do it myself. That's not true. That's absolutely not true. Okay?
No, it isn't. Hey, man, listen, we've got all kinds of examples of that. Like we don't teach crypto investing in seminars. We don't teach plumbing in seminars. You know
There's
what
a
I mean?
Reason for that.
But honestly, if you really want to boil that example down a little bit tighter, think about doctors. You know, think about a doctor that might be a heart surgeon and all he does is work on hearts all the time. He's not going to know a whole lot about shoulders. He's just not. I mean, his expertise is in the heart. They're both medical doctors. They both have an expertise. But if you go to him with a shoulder dislocated, he's probably going to send you to somebody who works on dislocated shoulders. They're both doctors. They've both been educated highly, probably could name you, being a heart surgeon, every muscle and tendon inside of your shoulder, but it doesn't mean that they know that's what they want to do. So think about it that way. And then, of course, if you're not in marketing at all and you definitely haven't written four books on branding, then, you know, don't beat yourself up that you might think you know about branding. You probably don't, right? And here's another thing that's interesting. Like, we are coaches and speakers and podcasters and authors. And we have this program and we help people, entrepreneurs all over the world, you know, elevate their business. And we have coaches too. And every coach that we have has a coach.
Right now.
Every coach we have has a coach. Because when you're running a business, you need these expertises in different segments of your business to really maximize it. And instead of just spending the money and wasting the time trying to figure it out, you go pay the person that knows it. And then it's fixed. It's done.
Exactly. You know? Actually, we have four coaches right now. Four.
Four.
And we pay them all. They don't do it for free. Okay. All right. So think about this. You know, there are a lot of people who are just upset. It's like, I should be able to do this by myself. Okay. You've gotten over that fear already. We talked you out of that one, right? So now you may be saying to yourself, oh goodness, I can do my own logo. No problem. I have Canva. Or I can hire a professional photographer to take my, you know, photos. You know, I mean, it's all good. I can do my own brand. Okay. But then you got to ask yourself,
what kind of logo? What kind of photos? Okay. So yes. I like the doctor analogy. You know, we could Google your symptoms, but I know every one of you all done it. I've done it. She's done it. Quit doing it. It doesn't work.
After five illnesses, you just finally give up. It's like, I know I'm just headed straight for failure.
Every time
I
look up something, I put my symptoms in there, I'm dead. I have every one of them. You know what I mean? And so you're like, this. Finally, you say, hey, this is crazy. And branding could be the same way. Yeah, you can come up with a logo. Fiverr will help you with it. I think they need to call it 35er or 55er now, because I don't think you can get anything done for $5 anymore.
No, you can't.
But they, you could go do that. And yeah, it might be all right. And yeah, you might have the perfect logo, but you still don't have the rest of the branding elements. You don't have all the other 77 criteria that the professionals, i.e. us, look at when we try to build a brand out. Okay. So again, you know, what did our good buddy Brad say? Don't be the how, find the who.
Ah, there you go. Mm-hmm. Don't be the how, find the who. All right. Yeah. I mean, because personal branding is a lot more than that. It's an entire ecosystem. It really is. So don't skimp on yourself, because the result is, if you do that, it's spray and pray marketing. Mm-hmm. Who wants that?
Yeah.
It's not authentic. It's not compelling. It has no clear purpose. And that's why you're not getting results.
Yeah.
We're being hard hitting today.
We're hard hitting today,
love.
Folks.
It's all love.
Yeah. It's loving Tuesday for you, like here, you know. No, listen, we love talking about it. That's literally what it boils down to. It's why we do our podcast. It's why we do what we do. I want to be vulnerable for a second. I never really thought about it. I didn't become a broker of agents. I didn't try to grow an agency till about 9 years ago, and because I never thought that that's exactly who I was, and now that's all I want to do is help people. Tanya just really caught me on fire to it. She's done it for, you know, decades now, helping entrepreneurs grow their businesses. She helped me grow mine. Now we get to work together, growing ours. It's really cool. And we do love it. And we want to give you more and more great content like this. So hit the subscribe button, hit the notification button, and we're going to keep bringing this to you. So, and we're always a phone call away, an email away to help you if you stumble on something, or if you need a little bit more information. You can go to discussyourbrand.com at any time and work with us. Just if you want to talk about it, like I said, we love it. We absolutely love the concept. It works. Go do it.
Okay. And just one last reminder, if you guys would like to see us do a masterclass on how to know where to market and what marketing channels to choose, make sure you drop us a line in the comments and let us know that that's something you want. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, and if you want to DM me, if you want to connect with me on Facebook or YouTube or wherever you want to DM me privately, your email address, you can do that, or you can just go ahead and drop it in the comments and we'll make sure we include you when we send out a notice for that masterclass.
For sure. Hey guys, we do this for prosperity. That's our message, prosperity, right? But when we talk about that, we're not just talking about money. That's just a portion of it. We truly wish a 360 degree abundant life for every one of you, right? We know that at Brand Face that prosperity favors the bold. So we say be bold, folks, especially with your brand, especially in what's left of 2022. We got plenty of time to make a lot of money in 2022. It's plenty of time, and to be kicked off for 2023, folks. And that's the way you ought to be thinking. All right. Thank you so much. And thank you, Ms. Tanya.
Thank you. Thank you for your time, guys. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
If you enjoyed this episode, then I have a very special invitation for you. I have created a private Facebook community called Successful Real Estate Agents, where the focus is going beyond success, having both a successful business and a significant life. If you're not yet a member, go sign up now.